KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In men's college basketball last night, Doug McDermott scored 27 points to lead Creighton past Alabama Birmingham 70-60. The Blue Jays trailed 48-44 in the second half before scoring six straight to take the lead on Austin Chapman's layup with 8:15 to play. The Blazers tied it on Ja'Cory Tyler's jumper with 5:55 left, but they wouldn't take the lead the rest of the way. Creighton answered with a 14-3 run capped by Antoine Young's jumper with 2:29 remaining to give them a 64-53 advantage. McDermott went 11 of 18 from the field as the Blue Jays made 27 of 63. Creighton out-rebounded the Blazers 41-35, led by Gregory Ekenik's 10 rebounds, as the Blue Jays improved to 3-0 now on the season. Elsewhere in Top 25 Men's College Hoops, the Long Beach State 49ers have posted their first victory over a basketball team ranked in the AP Top 10 since 1993. Casper Ware scored a career-high 28 points, and visiting Long Beach State ran away from 9th-ranked Pittsburgh 86-76. That ends Pitt's 58-game home non-conference winning streak. Ashton Gibbs had 20 to lead the way for Pitt. Pitt coach Jamie Dixon didn't mince any words afterward. He said, quote, "We got beat every which way." In other top 25 action, reserve Ben Brust scored a career-high 17, leading number 14 Wisconsin to a 68-41 win over Colgate. Anna Carl White scored 18 points, leading number 25 Florida State past Stetson 79-66. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes back in action tonight as they look to move to 3-0 on the season as they'll host Northern Illinois tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena. The Hawkeyes pounded North Carolina A&T 95-79 on Monday night. Northern Illinois is 0-2 under first-year coach Mark Montgomery. The Huskies lost to Purdue 96-34 in their opener and 59-57 to UW-Milwaukee. Melson Basabi, Eric May, and Zach McCabe have scored in double figures in both games so far for the Hawkeyes this season. Game time 7 o'clock tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and we'll have it here on the radio for you, getting started at 6 o'clock with the pregame. Again, the Hawkeyes hosting Northern Illinois this evening. Matt Gayton's leading the Hawks, averaging 17 a game. Eric May is averaging 16 points a game, while Basabi averaging 14.5 points per contest on the season. They'll be in the starting lineup tonight, along with Bryce Cartwright, the point guard, and Devin Archie at center for Iowa this evening. In football news, Southern California receiver Robert Woods has missed practice to rest injuries that might keep him out of the 18th-ranked Trojans' visit to number 4 Oregon on Saturday. Woods skipped the Trojans' morning workout Wednesday to rest unspecified problems with his ankle and his shoulder. Coach Lane Kiffin says it's possible Woods could miss the Trojans' visit to the Ducks, but he hopes the extra rest will allow his top receiver to suit up. New Mexico has hired former Notre Dame coach Bob Davie to head up its troubled football program. Davie compiled a 35-25 record at Notre Dame and led the Irish to 3 bowl games, including the 2001 Fiesta Bowl. Davie also spent 20 years as an assistant, including 3 years as Notre Dame's defensive coordinator and 9 at Texas A&M. A southwestern Pennsylvania racetrack and casino is putting its relationship with Hall of Fame running back Franco Harris on hiatus for comments he made in support of ousted Penn State coach Joe Paterno. The Meadows Racetrack and Casino, located in Washington, Pennsylvania, about 30 miles south of Pittsburgh, issued a statement on Tuesday saying Harris and the track have mutually decided to put their business relationship on hold. Harris, who played for Paterno from 1968 to 71, last week chastised the school's board of trustees for showing no courage for firing Paterno in the wake of sex abuse allegations against former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. In other Penn State developments, PSU has named Dr. David M. Joyner a member of its board of trustees and a former wrestler and football player for the Nittany Lions as its acting athletic director in the wake of the Sandusky scandal. Joyner takes over immediately, replacing Tim Curley, who stepped aside after being charged with perjury and failing to report a 2002 child rape accusation against Sandusky to police. A new judge was assigned to handle the child sex abuse charges against former Penn State assistant Sandusky. The charge that change removed a state college judge with ties to a charity founded by Sandusky for at-risk children, the Second Mile. Sandusky is due in court December 7th. Robert E. Scott is taking over the hearing from Leslie Dutchcott, a district court judge. Penn State campus police and their counterparts in State College say that they had no record of Mike McQuarrie reporting an alleged sexual assault by Jerry Sandusky on a 10-year-old boy in a campus shower. The details ran counter to McQuarrie's claims in an email made available to the Associated Press this week. A $3 million grant that was earmarked for a youth charity established by former Penn State assistant Jerry Sandusky has been put on hold. Governor Tom Corbett says he doesn't want to risk compromising the investigation. After the pregame coin flip at Saturday's game in Columbus, Ohio, between number 21 Penn State and Ohio State, the players and coaches from both teams will meet at midfield to shake hands. Ohio State officials had sought a gesture which would not detract from the game, while also promoting empathy and sportsmanship between the two teams. Security has been tightened around the Penn State traveling party, and Ohio State has alerted police and stadium ushers to watch for any problems. A Forrest Gregg, who earned the nickname Iron Man for playing in a then-record 188 consecutive NFL games during his Hall of Fame career, tells the Associated Press that he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Although the cause of the debilitating neurological disorder is unknown, Gregg, his family, and his neurologists say his disease may be related to numerous concussions that he suffered during his playing career in the 1950s at SMU and from 1956 to 71 with the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. Gregg's symptoms include hand tremors, a stooped posture, shortened stride, and softened voice. Elsewhere in NFL news, Stevie Johnson missed practice yesterday due to a sore left shoulder, leaving the Buffalo Bills' top receiver's status uncertain for Sunday's game against Miami. Michael Vick is uncertain for the Eagles' Sunday night road game with the New York Giants as he broke two lower ribs on the second play of the Eagles' loss to Arizona Sunday. Coach Andy Reid says Vick is still sore and these next few days will tell if he plays on Sunday. Reid says Vince Young and Mike Kafka will share reps at practice, but he wouldn't name a starter. Running back Mike Goodson has become the 12th member of the Carolina Panthers to be placed on injured reserve. The backup injured his hamstring in practice last week. The Chicago Bears have signed safety Winston Venable and placed safety Anthony Walters on injured reserve with a hamstring injury, bringing his season to an end. The Minnesota Vikings have signed veteran cornerback Benny Sapp to try to help plug holes in a depleted secondary. The eighth-year pro played for the Vikings in 2008 and 2009 before being traded to the Miami Dolphins. Sapp was cut after a Week 1 loss to New England. New York Jets running back LaDainian Tomlinson has been ruled out of tonight's game at Denver. Tomlinson has a sprained medial collateral ligament in his left knee. He was hurt in Sunday night's loss to New England. Chiefs quarterback Matt Cassel has had surgery on his injured throwing hand, but coach Todd Haley still hopes that he'll be back this season. In baseball news, Arizona's Kirk Gibson and Tampa Bay's Joe Maddon have been voted Managers of the Year by the Baseball Writers. Gibson won by a wide margin in the National League, and Maddon was a clear choice in the AL. Gibson guided Arizona to a worst-to-first finish in his first full season as a big league manager. Milwaukee's Ron Renicki finished second, and Tony La Russa of the Cardinals was third. This marks the second time Maddon has won the award. He also took home the honor in 2008. His Rays overcame a 9-game deficit in September to beat Boston for the AL wild card. Jim Leland of Detroit was second, and Ron Washington of Texas is third. Well, the Minnesota Twins have finalized a 2-year contract with veteran middle infielder Jamie Carroll that includes a mutual option for the 2014 season. That deal was announced Wednesday, bringing the 37-year-old career .278 hitter to Minnesota. Carroll hit .290 with 17 RBIs and 452 at-bats for the Los Angeles Dodgers last year, playing both second base and shortstop. This is his fifth organization in 10 seasons. Cardinals coaches Mark McGwire and Dave Duncan are staying with the St. Louis Cardinals under new manager Mike Matheny. Third base coach Jose Oquendo, who had been among the six candidates for the managerial opening, will also return for his 13th season. First base coach Dave McKay and bench coach Joe Pettini were both dropped. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that Major League Baseball only agreed to the pending sale of the Houston Astros to businessman Jim Crane after he agreed to move the team to the American League. Crane reportedly agreed in exchange for a drop in the $680 million sales price. Approval could be announced as early as Thursday at a meeting of baseball executives in Milwaukee. In the National Hockey League last night, just 4 games on the ice, Montreal beat Carolina 4-0. New Jersey skated past Buffalo 5-3. Chicago overwhelmed Vancouver 5-1, and it was Los Angeles in a shootout 2-1 over Anaheim. And being with his ex-caddy was the least of Tiger Woods' worries at the President's Cup. Woods and Steve Stricker didn't make a birdie, didn't win a hole, and they matched the record for the biggest loss in President's Cup history. Adam Scott and KJ Choi were relentless at Royal Melbourne, making enough birdies and letting Woods and Stricker self-destruct in a 7-6 victory in foursomes. Only one other match went just 12 holes since the President's Cup began in 1994. David Frost beat Kenny Perry by the same score in 1996. Woods and Steve Williams exchanged a firm, business-like handshake on the opening hole, and that was about all the drama and what might be the final chapter of this bitter split between player and caddy. Woods and Williams split last summer. It was the only U.S. loss on the day, though. Two other matches were halved, and the U.S. is out to a 4-2 lead in that series. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.